So Parsha's Shlach. So Rashi says, "Vayimtzu ish mekoishes eitzim beyoyim haShabbos." So Rashi says is to tell you the gnusam shel Yisrael that the first Shabbos they were in mechalal, right? So says the Maral, we know the first Shabbos was the Shabbos of the man. They were mechalal Shabbos, but that's not mekoishes. Mekoishes is the next Shabbos, but that Shabbos they didn't get the isurim yet, right? They told Akudsh Baruch Hu told them the isurim, but didn't give the punishment. So they were mechalal, but there was no chilul Shabbos. Somebody died for it. Dos Levavim didn't die for it. So this is the Shabbos following. But Frechter, one second, the first Shabbos is not the Shabbos man, and it's not this Shabbos, but which Shabbos is the Shabbos? The Shabbos of Elim, which is the Shabbos right after Mora. Because Mora, the Gemara says, right, we know the Gemara in Daf Nun Vav in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Hurius, they would nitztav al Shabbos. Right, so why isn't that Shabbos Arishoina? So says the Maral in Parshas, B'Shalach Shalach says two truths. First of all, that wasn't the first Shabbos because there were only mitzvah b'mitzvah saseh. There was no mitzvah slay saseh on the first Shabbos. And the second one, he says, you know something? And that the apostle doesn't say, the Ramban already asks, doesn't say, v'yidaber Hashem el Moshe v'yitzaveh, all the mitzvahs, why doesn't it say there? It says, because that wasn't a regular tzivui. That was only like the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Right? It's not called Torah. What's called divrei nevuah? And the Maral explains by us, because we were living klolim, not protim. And you have to understand that. First of all, why mitzvah saseh, not mitzvah saseh? And why klolim, not protim? So that doesn't make any sense. Now, the Ramban on this kasha brings down the Rashi, and he says, Rashi from Rashi, they were not even mekayim. From the Maral, it's Rashi, they were mekayim, but the kium was different. It was either a kium mitzvah sheva mitzvah b'nei Noach, the klolim, not the protim, or just the mitzvah saseh. The Ramban says, is Masha from Rashi, the word is asku bohem. They only learned it. There was a din Torah, but without kima mitzvahs. And the truth is, there is a Pnei Yeshua who says that. Pnei Yeshua says, the Gemara says in Broches, kol ha'isik b'Torah isurim b'dilim yemeno. And the Gemara says, the Pasuk, every Tinnok knows, because the Pasuk says, after Mora, kol ha'mach l'asher samtim mitzrayim l'osim alecha eshem rofecha. Frank, the Pnei Yeshua, one second, there is kima mitzvahs, because they do mekayim Shabbos. Not that but is Masha the Gemara just if you learn Torah, that's enough. So is Masha the Gemara was only Oisik Batoira, not. First of all, why to give Oisik Batoira beforehand? Doesn't make any sense. Why should be such a thing? And the Beritzchok asks, one second. We know that Kibud Avayim was one of the mitzvahs also given in Mora. But one second, Kibud Avayim, according to the Ramban, is two mitzvahs. Avayim. And if you look at the 10 mitzvahs in Mora, there were 7 mitzvahs in Noach, Dinim, Kibud Avayim, and Shabbos. If Kibud Avayim are separate, it should have been 11, not 10. But the answer according to Maral is very simple, because there were only Klolim. There was not given the details, it was just the Klolim. What's the purpose of giving Klolim? So what was Klolim? What's the purpose of learning it? That's question number one. Question number two, the Pasuk alludes to Mora by Luchos Hashniyos, not by Luchos Hashniyos. Kasher tzivcho Hashem Elokecha, Rashi says, Eichan tzivcho b'mora. So now my brother-in-law, Yeshua, will explain why Davka here, because here is Shomer. Shomer is the Lois Aseh. The Iker mitzvah of Shabbos is the Aseh. That's how you get close to Kodesh Boko. The Lois Aseh is to allow the Aseh to shine. So therefore, Kodesh Boko wants to say, you keep the Lavi, but only as Eichitim mitzvah for the Aseh. But that's very Gishmak on Shabbos. But the Pasuk says the same thing by Kavet Tzivcha V'Simecha, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, which is Bemora. What is it say? Katzivcha Hashem Elokecha Bemora. So the question is, why does he have to allude to Mora? Dafka by Luchos Shniyos. And not only that, the only mitzvahs, according to Chazal, there were 7 mitzvahs of the Noach, and there were Dinim, or maybe Rashi says Por Aduma, perhaps, was given there. But there's no allusion. The allusion to Mora is only by Kibud Avayim and Shabbos. What's special about Kibud Avayim and Shabbos and Mora? First of all, what's the purpose of it? Why by Luchos Shniyos? And what's special about them? They alluded. And the number three is the Gemara. The Gemara in Hurius Daf Chesamot Beis. The Gemara in Hurius Daf Chesamot Beis goes and the Gemara wants to say Avodah Zarah in our parsha. It says the pasuk that if you the Nosi make achas we call mitzvah Hashem Ashlos Yasena. So the Gemara says, what mitzvah is it? It says because lemin hayoyim from today on. Weizu mitzvah rishoina shenemra. Tan de Rabbi Shmuel says which one was mitzvah rishoina? Mitzvah harishoina was avodah zarah. Noich v'lo yelcha. Fred the Gemara on second Shabbos Kibud Avayim do se b'mora. So the Gemara changes it. So, Frank the Brisker of the Be'er Sheva, Lamakom, they ask, one second, you ask from more? Why don't you ask from Chodesh Azalachem? Chodesh Azalachem was also said before. You tell me the first means is Anoichi V'Leyelacho? So, what's the pshat? So, there are two ways of answering it. One end way to answer is Deglital. Deglital says, you're right, because Chodesh Azalachem was, like Toys himself asked the Kasha, Lichoridu was Gidanosh and Mila. But he says Gidon Osh and Mila were not in Klasur is Jewish, was in Klasur as a Goyim. So he said, that's very Gishmak, because Achodesh Zalachem was said before the Mila of Klal Yisrael, because the Mila aren't as well. The first mitzvah that we got as partial Jews after Mila, before Tvila, is Mora. And he has a Chidush that you see that a Goy that was Malveloy Toval, not only there's no Yisur to keep Shabbos, there's no Goy Sheshovat Chayav Misa, could be perhaps that he's chayev to keep Shabbos. So the Talmud would say, in Taki, this is the day by Mora, that what was given in Mora was that it was Priya. So since it was Priya in the Bris Mila, you're chayev b'kibud avayim and b'Shabbos. The question is, first of all, why? Dafka, the first mitzvah that you're chayev, dafka kibud avayim b'Shabbos? Why? And so that's one teretz. Ravuna says a different teretz. Ravuna says, enachinami, before Torah is not cost nothing. But since the Torah in the Luchos alludes to Mora for Shabbos and Kibud Avayim, so it incorporates by reference. So those are part of Torah, and they were said before. That's why the Gemara asks Tavkuf too. The mitzvah they were given before is not part of Torah. So the Torah was given by Luchos. That's Matan Torah. So they won't say Anoichi V'lo Yelecho are the first things of Torah. It says no, because since Shabbos and Kibud Avayim allude to Mora by reference, they incorporate by reference, so they make it part, and they were said beforehand. So the question is, why these two were made part of Torah? Nothing else was made part of Torah. Dafka these two? What's the purpose of these two? What's special about these two? And why it's so important to make them part of Torah? And why are the first thing to be done? So the three questions going back. First, if you're showing, what's the idea of Mora? And I think it's even more to end. What's important about Mora, that's Torah or mitzvahs, is a totally different partial Torah. What does that have to do with the story of Mora? Mora is that they found Mayim Morim. Moshe Rabbeinu threw a nest for him to come Mayim. What does it have to do with all these mitzvahs? Question number one. Question number two. Why Davka these two out of the 10 Luchishnius, not Luchishnius? And number three, why the first two mitzvahs that you get are this idea of Mora that you get, that you keep Shabbos, and a fluch becomes an idea according to the Deglital when you become quote-unquote Jewish, you get these two mitzvahs. Right? Perhaps the other mitzvahs are Shabbos and Noach. But you get these two mitzvahs, Shabbos and Kibbutz Avayim, which are not Shabbos and Noach. Why Dafka, we become Jewish right away? Or why are they incorporated by reference into Luchos, part of Torah, the beginning of Torah, these two mitzvahs? Now, if you go to the Mechilta says on the Pasuk, Sham Sam Le Choyk U'Mishpat V'Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Choyk Ze Shabbos U'Mishpat Ze Kibbutz Avayim. So these two specifically, the Pasuk alludes. So not only the Luchos allude later, the Pasuk says before Shabbos, why is Kibud Avayim Mishpat and Shabbos Choyk? But I think that the word here is a givaldic idea. If you want to know the context, the framework of Torah, the idea of Torah is that we live in the ultimate duality. If you look at Shabbos, Shabbos is Eidus. Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. Appears to be the people are doing things. But in essence, we are just puppets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who did it. Same way Eidus. There is a mindset that happened a long time ago. And you want to bring it to Beis Din. Here the same way also. If you don't keep Shabbos, it's made Eidus Sheker. Why is made Eidus Sheker? Because you think the person is doing it. You think that you are doing the Malacha. When you are not doing anything, you are a puppet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. So you look at what's called the Siba HaRishoina. But Kibbutz Avayim is the opposite. If that's the word, so what do you have to do in Kibbutz Avayim? Why do you have to honor your parents? According to the Achronim, that's a mitzvah shebinodam l'chaveroi, right? You owe your parents, you don't owe your parents anything. Their parents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. They are the puppets. If not for them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have done the day revach v'atzol le'amor l'udim mokom acher. So you see that you give not only to the Siba Rishoina, you have to give value and kibud and of course atov to the Siba Hashnia, which is called the Siba Tivis. Like I told the Shevet Yehuda, it's a famous book, when he told, ideas we could say, Vipnei Chataynu Galin Me'arceinu, and forget about anything else. He said, forget, look at the Siba Tivit, meaning the Jews expelled from Spain because they lived lavishly. They, what you call, they antagonized all the Goyim. They were tax collectors. Vipnei Chataynu, you're right. But that's the Meshaleach, where there's a vote in the Meshaleach and a vote in the Shliach. You look at the Siba Rishonin, look at Siba Tivis. This is the ultimate. One, Shabbos is choik. Be a cloud, you have no understanding, no input. And the opposite of it is exactly kibud avayim, that you give to the 32 shutvim. That's called mishpat. Mishpat is something which is very much understood, very much humane. So that's the idea. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this beforehand. What's the purpose of Mora? Mora Klal Yisrael came and they were desperate. They just had Kriyas Yam Suf, that was the ultimate Gila Shechina. They come to the first problem, they lost. So Moshe Rabbeinu threw a net. Says the Ramban, not like the Mechilta, that the Eitz perhaps was something naturally to make it sweet. But here is, you do a Ishtadlus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one Vayoreu Eitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing it. So that duality, that's how you have to live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the duality of Mora is how Torah is all about. That's the framework. The same way Rabbi Chaim Vital says that midos precede Torah, the framework of Torah precedes mitzvahs. Otherwise, you make kai mitzvahs like you are a parrot. You've got to realize and to relate to it beforehand. So we asked, what's the idea of Mora? The idea of Mora is clothing, to explain what Torah is all about. Shabbos and Kibud Avayim is what Torah is all about. Don't be lost on the minutiae of the mitzvahs, forgetting about the message behind it. That is the context, the frame of where mitzvahs are how from. So that's why Kibud Avayim, that's why Mora had to start. Mora is either Talmud Torah that gives you the framework, or mitzvahs to practice. Is the mitzvahs asay, is how you exalt yourself with mitzvahs. And that's why Mora comes. We ask the question, because by Luchas HaRishonis, it was self-evident. Luchas HaRishonis, the mitzvahs were self-evident. Here we need the Tam HaMitzvah, because the mitzvah is not self-evident. So Dafka, the incorporation by reference, Dafka this too. And therefore, when a person starts becoming Jewish, those are the two mitzvahs, because that is what Jewish is all about. The living and the struggle between Kibud Avayim and Shabbos, between the Siba HaTivis and the Siba HaRishonis, that's all of our lives, which is Kibayochal Kayadua, that's Keneged Yichud Ha'ilo and Yichud HaTato, right? Those are the two struggles. We came from Kriyas Yam Suf, which is Yichud Ha'ilo, we come to problems. Say, one second, Yichud Ha'ilo, there's no such a thing. Kishbuch said that from now on, is the Shiluv Havai Elokim, right? It's Havai Ados, the Shiluv Havai Ados, which is it's Kibud Avayim and Shabbos. That's why Chazal always say the Kibud Avayim should be technically Doicha Shabbos. Right? And the Pasuk says, Ish Shimo Veviv Tiro V'Shabso Yisat Yishmoiro. Because there is a clash between the two. And the Pasuk says, Atem, Ata Ve'Ovev Chayav B'Chvedi. In the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu trumps. So there is a struggle between Yichud and Lo, that's Kibud Avayim and Shabbos. That's the frame of Torah. That's the beginning of Luchas. And that's the beginning of Luchas. The beginning of Luchas is this. Is this idea, which is the framework where Torah is all about, which is the same idea like Derek Lital says, the person becomes Jewish, that's how it starts. So Shabbos and Kibud Avayim is what informs us in all the mitzvahs. That is the preparation, that is the framework, that's the context, that's how we have to approach. Shabbos and Kibud Avayim are the two pillars, which is that Jewish life revolves around, and all the mitzvahs are struggling and negotiating between them.